And all who heard this were amazed. You've heard that phrase, there's nothing new under the sun, right? It actually comes from scripture earlier in the book of Wisdom. The temptation is to believe that's true, that there is nothing new under the sun. And in one sense, it is true, that there is nothing new in God's eyes. But for each and every one of us, everything is new. Every day is a completely new day. Pope Francis challenges us to look at God as a God of surprises. And that when we look at God as a God of surprises, then we have a fresh eye to how we see the world, an opportunity to see things new. But let's just do the opposite of pretending God is not a God of surprises. To illustrate, but then the temptation is almost to see every day as banal. Nothing will surprise me today. This is just another day. And if we do that, there's a temptation almost to even, well, one could become quite depressed. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just the same old, same old. And if you have a routine, routines are powerful, but they can also lead us to the sense of there's nothing new. When in fact every day is a new day. And as we celebrate today a new year, we're not only celebrating a new year, a new day. Every hour is a new hour. Every minute is a new minute. It is alive with opportunity. And when we see God break through in surprises, then we're sort of waiting expectation. And as they say here, they were all amazed. That doesn't mean it's like wow. It's more of a awe. It's an awe. And when you have an awe of the world, then you live with a certain amount of expectant joy that something is going to surprise me today. The whole of the story of Christ's arrival into humanity is one story of awe. One could never have ever dreamt up such a ridiculous idea. God becoming human. I mean, it's a fantastic story. And that's exactly what happened. And so the shepherds, poor old shepherds, out in the field, and they were told a story. If they were expecting the same old, well, this day was not one of them. And they come along and they see exactly what they were told is that the God made human is in a manger, lying in a manger, so vulnerable, so open to the whole world. It's a fantastic story. And here's the part that's really even better, is that if we go to each day with the same awe-inspired view of the world, then the Lord will do something fantastic in your life. Even today. The challenge is, are we going to see it? Are we going to pause and notice it? You'll notice what Mary does is she ponders all these things in her heart. Because even Mary, who we celebrate today, the Mother of God, had to pause to notice and to ponder, where was God this day? Now look, if we're extraordinary saints, we might get to see God as it happens. Most of us, the best we can hope for is to catch it in the same day. To catch it in the same day. We look back at our day and we say, wow, that was an amazing moment right there. That sun listening through the clouds and shining on that beautiful tree and the rose. Oh my, that was it. That was a moment of surprise. But the only way we're going to catch it even in the day is if we pause with eyes of wonder and awe and see our God of surprises. That is the gift of Mary, the Mother of God. She teaches us to pause and to ponder what God has given us today that's a surprise. Every day, every hour, every minute is a gift. And one day, the greatest surprise of all is we will take our last breath and we will see our God for free, face to face, and He will shine His face upon us, as that first reading says. But until then, God has many more surprises for us. So today, as we begin a new year, can we make our one of our own promises of faith is to notice God's wonderful gifts each day by promising to take some time to ponder and to wonder, where has God broken through this day in my life? The God of surprises.